the FAA to check pilots' BMI. A Russian airliner is down with a loss of 50, and the 777X is off to a record launch. This is Aero News for Tuesday, November the 19th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA is preparing new guidelines for its medical examiners that could disqualify many pilots because of their body mass index, or BMI. The move could impact a significant number of private pilot certificate holders. Airmen applicants with a BMI of 40 or more, 25 or below is normal, will have to be evaluated by a physician who is a board-certified sleep specialist. And anyone who is diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea, OSA, will have to be treated before they can be medically certificated. Translated into English, that means if you have a BMI over 40, i.e. you're overweight, you'll have to go through a sleep study at your expense. If you're diagnosed with OSA, you'll have to go through treatment. OSA also becomes a pre-existing condition that can affect your ability to get health insurance. According to an editorial posted in the Federal Air Surgeons Medical Bulletin, quote, OSA is almost universal in obese individuals who have a body mass index over 40 and a neck circumference of 17 inches or more. OSA inhibits restorative sleep, and it has significant safety implications because it can cause excessive daytime sleepiness, cognitive impairment, cardiac dysrhythmias, sudden cardiac death, personality disturbances, and hypertension, just to cite a few. Untreated OSA is a disqualifying condition for airmen, end quote. The agency also plans to implement the same assessment and treatment protocol for air traffic control specialists, but still has to finalize some logistical details before proceeding. A Tatarstan Airlines Boeing 737 on a flight from Moscow to Kazan went down Sunday after missing its initial approach to the Kazan International Airport. The airplane carried 44 passengers and 6 crew members. All were fatally injured in the accident. USA Today reports that the airplane had aborted its first landing and was making a second attempt when the accident occurred about 19:25 local time. Local officials report there was light rain and winds of about 18 miles per hour at the time of the accident. Kazan is about 500 miles east of Moscow and is the capital of the Tatarstan region, which has a large Muslim population. Reuters reports that the leased airplane was 23 years old. There were no technical problems reported with the airplane. However, initial reports indicate that the pilot told air traffic controllers that the plane was, quote, not ready to land, end quote. Transport Minister Maxim Sokolov told reporters that the plane, quote, was vertical, practically vertical, end quote, when it impacted terrain. Boeing issued a statement saying it was sending a technical team to provide technical assistance to the investigation at the request and under the direction of Russia's investigating authority, the Interstate Aviation Committee. As expected, Boeing launched its 777X program at the 2013 Dubai Air Show on Sunday, with a record-breaking number of customer orders and commitments for the newest member of its twin-aisle product family. Agreements for 259 airplanes from 4 customers across Europe and the Middle East provide a strong foundation to support development and production of the airplane. Representing the largest product launch in commercial jetliner history, the combined value of the agreements is more than $95 billion at list prices. Like the 787 Dreamliner, which was launched as the 7E7, the 777X will be formally named at a later date. Design of the 777X is underway, and suppliers will be named in the coming months. Production set to begin in 2017, with the first delivery targeted for 2020. A NASA mission that will investigate how Mars lost its atmosphere and abundant liquid water launched into space at 1328 Eastern Standard Time Monday from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The agency's Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution, or MAVEN, spacecraft separated from an Atlas V Centaur rocket's second stage 53 minutes after launch. The solar arrays deployed approximately 1 hour after launch and currently power the spacecraft. MAVEN is now embarking on a 10-month interplanetary cruise before arriving in Mars next September. Maven is traveling to Mars to explore how the red planet may have lost its atmosphere over billions of years. By analyzing the planet's upper atmosphere and measuring current rates of atmospheric loss, Maven scientists hope to understand how Mars transitioned from a warm, wet planet to the dry desert world that we see today. Sikorsky Aircraft Corporation and PHI have announced the completion of the first operational flights of the new RIG approach system, a first-of-its-kind functionality on the S-92 helicopter that provides helicopter operators with an automated approach to offshore rigs and platforms. Earlier this year, two FAA demonstration test flights were flown simultaneously by Sikorsky and PHI pilots who utilized RIG approach to fly to oil rigs off the coast of Louisiana. Sikorsky developed RIG approach in close collaboration with PHI, which operates S-92 and S-76 helicopters in the Gulf of Mexico, providing transportation to offshore oil workers to and from the platforms there. RIG approach reduces cockpit workload by 60% and allows for more consistent operations under challenging weather and operating conditions. As you might expect, there's been a lot of news emanating from the Dubai Air Show, and we'll have some of the highlights when Aero News continues in a moment.
Meet SAM, the new 2-inch standby attitude module from Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics. SAM's unique 2-screen display features high-definition graphics and extra-wide viewing angles. Get to know SAM today. Visit flysam.com.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, November the 19th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Dubai-based Emirates Airline has placed an additional order for 50 A380 aircraft, confirming the continued strong demand for very large aircraft in the Middle East that are needed to meet that region's higher-than-average air traffic growth. Emirates has understood from the start the A380's advantages in terms of efficiency, economics, and passenger comfort. Following delivery of their first A380 in July of 2008, Emirates has now taken delivery of 38 others. Their 39th A380 is on Airbus' static display at the 2013 Dubai Air Show. At Sunday's opening of the Dubai Air Show, GE Aviation received $26 billion in jet engine orders and service agreements for wide-body Boeing aircraft from three leading airlines in the Middle East. Collectively, Emirates, Qatar Airways, and Etihad Airways ordered 450 of the new GE 9X engines now under development for the Boeing 777X. GE also received orders for the Gen X engines for the Boeing 787 and the GE 90 engines for the Boeing 777. With the commitment by Emirates Airlines for 150 Boeing 777X twin-engine aircraft, GE Aviation has secured its largest ever commercial jet engine award from a single airline. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner received its 1,000th customer order at the Dubai Air Show when Etihad Airways announced an order for 30 787-10 Dreamliners valued at $8.7 billion at list prices. With this order, the Dreamliner family has reached this sales milestone faster than any other wide-body airplane in aviation history. Also at Dubai, Etihad Airways, the national airline of the United Arab Emirates, has announced a firm order for 50 A350 XWBs, 36 A320neo aircraft, and one A330-200F as part of its fleet modernization strategy. You know, it's a recurring theme in sci-fi movies, a giant planet-gobbling asteroid racing toward Earth, and someone, somehow, has to save the day for civilization as we know it. Well, with that in mind, NASA has rescheduled its Asteroid Synthesis Workshop, a public forum to examine and synthesize 96 of the ideas submitted to a request for information about the agency's asteroid initiative. The workshop will be held November 20th through 22nd at the Lunar and Planetary Institute in Houston and is a continuation of the workshop originally scheduled for September 30th through October 2nd, which was ended early because of the partial government shutdown. The workshop will feature discussions by experts from NASA, the agency's international partners, private industry, and the public. Topics include how best to identify, capture, and relocate a near-Earth asteroid for closer study, how to respond to those asteroid threats, as well as partnership, crowdsourcing, and citizen science ideas. Speaking of those sci-fi movies, my favorite of the sci-fi asteroid movies is the Academy Award winner for special effects, When Worlds Collide. Based on a 1933 novel, it was filmed in Technicolor in 1951, 2 years before I was even born. Check it out sometime. It is a classic. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.